We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f**k and that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Have you guys ever, like, eaten something and then a few hours...
Well, welcome to Threeses.
That was such a quiet, like, song. Like, I'm just thinking of it with, like, dum 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 da dum
dum da dum. We eating something. What?
Where were you? Yeah.
You ever eat something and, like, a few hours later, your piss smells like it?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I mean, not like all the time, but like I feel like it happens a lot with.
I'm
like,
not talking about like asparagus because like that's.
I feel like it happens with ramen.
Oh,
yeah.
Like piss.
Yeah.
Something about ramen.
Piss smells like ramen.
Your piss kind of looks like ramen broth too.
Whoa. <yeah. laughs>
Your piss.
That's
looks
not
like
where I was going with that.
I feel like
ramen finds its way into piss.
Yeah. I was thinking about it because I had these Gouda Triscuits.
Whoa.
Have you ever had them? They're delicious.
Sure, but like
your piss will smell like Gouda.
Interesting.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of foods like it. Nothing like immediately comes to mind outside of ramen.
I have this is more. It's a color. It's not a smell. But
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loop. What?
No. Okay. I'm kidding. That's poop.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Fruit Loops.
What? I thought it was like slushies.
Fruit Loops leads to fruit poops.
Everybody knows.
Wait. You guys don't
it's
experience
like dancing
that?
Leads to sex.
I haven't eaten Fruit Loops in so long, and
but
I guess
like,
I've never.
How many Fruit Loops do you need to eat?
Just
to have
a box
fruit?
Or two. No, I'm kidding.
Full two.
No, but like you've never noticed that like. High food dye foods will dye your poo-poo?
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But not
that makes
specifically
sense.
Fruit Loops. Also, strangely, beef jerky.
Oh.
That makes your piss smell like beef jerky?
Oh, no. It has made my poop green.
Oh, interesting.
That's a lot more
concerned.
You have
to eat a lot of beef jerky.
Oh, my gosh.
That just makes you sound ill.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I have like a bit of an issue with frequent canker sores. These guys both know about
it. That's true.
I thought maybe at one point I was doing a lot of research and like vitamin B12 deficiency can be something. So, I started taking a B12 supplement and it made my piss like Gatorade yellow. Like Gatorade, like neon yellow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like, and
so
I was
not
like.
Not like dark, but like.
No, like a bright yellow. Like, it looks like it would, if you like turn off the lights, it would glow. You know, like that's what it looks like. And
like
it's
after
weird.
A workout, it looked appetizing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was like, oh fucking electrolytes, baby. I stick my head in the toilet bowl. Yeah.
Dehydrated.
Is it in you?
I want to know what you guys, the listener, will eat to make your pee turn.
Oh yeah. Let us know. You could be the next shout out if you talk about your piss to us.
Yeah. especially if we can relate to it.
I will accept poo-poo answers as well. If something affects your poo-poo.
It did quickly remind me of, I think there was like an SNL sketch with like Will Ferrell back in the day that was like something about how like Thanksgiving really went between like natives and pilgrims. But there was this element of they bonded. The one thing they all had in common is that poop, they don't digest corn. So like their poop. It's just there's corn
tons
in their
of
poop.
Corn, yeah.
It was very stupid. Anyway, nice. I have a shout out.
Oh, what's up?
What's up? Shout
this
out.
This is for Quinn Pigeon Viewing.
Hey,
shout
Quinn.
Out Quinn Pigeon Viewing. I don't know your last
viewing?
Name.
Yeah, I don't know if viewing. Yeah. They say, "Howdy, Threeses. I've been on a House MD binge lately, and it's been giving me an existential crisis. Got me questioning my whole life and all this shit. LOL.
Did you say House MD the show?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
House. Yeah.
With, like,
yeah.
Hugh Laurie.
Yes,
yeah.
Hugh Laurie. Got a question for y'all. So would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Oh, geez. Well, thanks, Quinn.
Both of those can be pretty debilitating. Well, when is like a bit of a gamble, because like if it's like 60 years from now, I'll be happy about it. But if it's like 5 years from now, I'd be like,
five
oh,
minutes
man.
From now?
5 minutes
I think
from now,
when
yeah.
is better.
Is it weird that my immediate thought was which one would be more fun?
I feel like when implies how a little bit, but how does not imply when.
It also depends on like how specifically you know with when or
because
like if someone said you will die in 90 years, I'll be like, well, it could be anything.
Yeah. But
for
old
how,
age.
Or
like if how you die is like your grandson will kill you. And it's like, okay, so
I got there. I'm going to really push having kids as late as possible.
Only have girls.
Right. Yeah. Cause like, what if you found out you died by like a car accident, then you'd be like, well, now I just can't, I'm just not going to drive.
Right.
Like,
that would suck because it could be a car accident when you're old or it could be a car accident now.
I totally imagined a car accident. So you avoid cars for the rest of your life, but like as you're walking out of the subway, you get hit.
Yeah, right. You get hit as a pedestrian.
As a pedestrian. Oh,
and then you never leave your house, but then a car barrels through your living room.
No matter what you do, a car just flies out of nowhere.
The person driving it has
I don't know
cartoon
what my
eyes.
Would be.
Probably when.
When, for sure.
Also, if it was sometime soon, I think I would muster up the I would want to then live it up for that amount of time, sort of thing. You
I
know?
Think when is the correct
I
answer.
I think when inspires fewer burning follow-up questions, too. Like, when, even if when was a surprising answer, I would still be like, well, I guess it doesn't change a whole lot. I just need to live it up now. Whereas how is just like, oh, man, I can't just hear one sentence about that.
I know,
like,
It can't be hit by car.
It'll, like, torture me to be like, oh, how? Oh, an infectious disease. Bye.
Which one?
Which one and when? And,
When? What can I do?
Totally. What caused it? But yeah.
Well, thank you, Quinn.
thanks for
our shout out. I'm bummed as hell now, but that's how the shout outs go sometimes.
Absolutely.
You can be like Quinn. You can get a shout out and bum me out.
You can make
me sad for weeks by writing in. Did they DM us on Instagram?
Yes. That was okay. Instagram
you can DM at Threes's Podcast on Instagram. You can also interact with our Spotify feed. You can also leave a comment on our YouTube channel or a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or join our Patreon at patreon.com/threesus. I really mowed through that. I'm proud of myself.
Good job, friends.
I have a random question to ask you.
I have a random answer to give you.
Has there ever been a piece of art where, like, somehow you really, like, should like it, like, you really support this kind of art, but, like, at your heart of hearts you just don't like it, though, like, you wish you did but you don't? And then the flip of it is, like, is there any art that you like but you kind of feel like you shouldn't like it as much as you do, you know?
Okay.
It's so hard because there's so many different kinds of art.
For me, 300 the movie is a piece of art that I really enjoyed, but the more I think about it, the more I'm like, ah, why couldn't you have not enjoyed that? You know what I mean?
It is pretty awesome.
Because it fucks. kicks ass, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it
I think a lot of the
I didn't
the
know
fight,
that you felt that way about
it. Like, it's not a great movie on the whole. Like, if I film analysis'd it, I'd be like, eh. But, like, my visceral reaction to being in the movie theater was to get pretty into it.
Yeah.
But then, like, when I think about it, it's, like, pretty fashy in its, like, messaging. And also in, like, I now realize it attracts all kinds of people who I dislike.
So, wait, so, like, when you said, like, it got something going in you, like, can you...
Like, it was just, I just found it, like, compelling, and, like, for the big emotional parts, I was, like, pretty into it, actually. Like, I had high immersion. I also thought some of the visuals were pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Like, yeah, I got the fight sequences are incredible.
Awakened the manly man in you?
Honestly, I think, like, I'm the kind of person who, like, absolutely detests feeling that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it kind of did. Like, I was like, I was like, I want to fight now.
I want to fucking fight. Yeah. Well, because I know that they also use really cool filming techniques in that, too, where they filmed with like three different cameras at different focal length or different.
Stitch between different.
Yeah. And the fights. And it's like, in terms of how they filmed it, it was kind of groundbreaking in certain ways.
Yeah. And the visual aesthetic is, like, a really strong art choice.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, there's stuff to like.
And also the visual aesthetic.
The abdominals. My first thought was, because, like, when I think of something that, like, I shouldn't like but do, I think of what we used to kind of call, because I feel like it's not as much now, like, guilty pleasures, right? Like, stuff where it's like, ah, gosh. Like, for example, for me, it was, like, Bubblegum Pop for a long time, you know, where I'm like, I shouldn't, like, Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen, but I kind of do. It's catchy, you know? Yeah.
I felt that way. It's cooler to like it now than it was when it came out.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like now, in general, I think, like, stuff that at least is very popular is a little bit less frowned upon, I think, than it used to be. I feel like nowadays there's a lot of music at the top that it feels a little more user approved or user voted on because of things like streaming. I think that, like, there are, I don't know, I feel like it's more truly like a style of music and, like, a song that people actually genuinely enjoy.
So you feel
sort
like the gap,
not all the time,
the gap between what people organically like and what music tops the charts is the gap
closer.
Is closer,
it's closer than it used to, be. In my opinion, yes.
Okay. But I haven't really thought about this at all, but I respect your take for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think in general, there's a lot of music where I'm like, God, this is so catchy, but it's so, like, it is very bubblegum. It's very simple, but I like how catchy it is and how it makes me feel compared to, like, a, I don't know. I'm like, ah, man, I feel like I should like jazz more than I do inherently, or like I should like things that, like, genres of music that express really good musicianship.
For me, a lot of R&B is like, because I like funk and soul and I like jazz.
Yeah.
And I listen to R&B and I'm like, there's so many similar
influences. Yeah.
Influences and so many of the same musicians at the same skill level are making dope shit.
Yeah.
And I listen to it and I just, the slowness and the casualness of a lot of the soundscapes just totally bore me.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Shame. Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I think that I kind of have. I've had an arc with art where, at least with like museums and things like that, and probably a lot of people feel this way. I would just look at the stuff, and be like, "All right, cool stuff," or like, "Cool."
You're like, "I should like this very well established beautiful
art piece." You feel something.
Yeah, and now I think I'm starting to like get it.
Yeah,
but I don't think that I like get it. Sure. I think that like modern day brain Daniel is like, this is really interesting and cool. But Monkey Daniel still is like, art.
Yeah,
cool, man. Sure. Yeah. I was thinking about this isn't quite the same thing, but something Danny and I did not too long ago was we went and saw that like Exorcist reboot movie.
Oh yeah.
And I'm a little embarrassed at how long it took me to figure out that the movie was trash. Like, like the movie,
it's like halfway through, you're like, wait, this is bad.
No, like more than halfway. Like, okay, so here's the thing: that movie fucking sucked, and everyone knows that. Yeah, it has like a negative billion percent on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Wait, so did you know that going in?
No. We were kind of hyped actually.
Well, okay. I was like, oh, new Exorcist movie. I haven't looked at the ratings. I hope it's good. Okay. You know,
and horror can be like this, especially like high budget. Commercial horror can be like extra stinky sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we watched it and I don't know what it was. Maybe I was just in the mood for it or something, but I found for most of the movie, I was like pretty excited to see where it was going to go and pretty engaged and pretty immersed.
Yeah.
And only like as it was wrapping up, did it occur to me that the writing was horrible and like that the climax was very much not exciting.
Yeah.
And for some reason I thought, oh, I'm sure we're building to something, before I snapped out of it and realized that the movie had been going on so long that it must be the real climax.
I kind of feel that way about all movies and shows now. This is maybe a little bit of a hot take, but like it just everything feels like, oh yeah, I've seen this before. Like I've seen something like this before.
I mean, you've been watching stuff longer too.
Exactly. So it feels like there needs to be something insane for me to actually like set up and take notice.
When was the last time you did that? I mean, I remember like a lot of us kind of had that for Everything Ever All at Once, like seeing
that.
I've never seen something like this.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that's, I think, what made it immediately jump to my like top five of all time was just just straight up never seen a movie like this that accomplishes what it does.
It's just so good.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like weirdly still pretty like polarizing, I think. Like I have like my girlfriend's entire family doesn't like it.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah. I think it's because it turns a lot of people off and how sporadic and random and hard to comprehend it is for a little while, you know?
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. The only last thing I was going to mention too, though, is dancing. For some reason, like, you know, like at a wedding or at, I went to my first bar mitzvah
like
recently.
Social dancing?
Like a lot of people are like, you know, or like a lot of people are like, I want to go dancing or, you know, at a wedding, I will be.
Are you talking about specifically participating in or spectating or both?
Participating in. Sorry. Okay. No, I like watching dance. I think dance is really cool, but participating in it, I like don't get a huge kick out of it.
I don't either.
Maybe it's mostly because I'm doing it.
Daniel's a good dancer. I feel like he gets
Daniel's got those vibes.
I was just going to say, like, people tell me all the time I'm a good dancer, but I don't feel like I
you have a lot of body charisma.
A lot of body charisma, a lot of body riz. body riz. You're very confident about it too, which is good.
And you're having fun. That, honestly, like the relationship between the practice of dancing and you having more fun at this event now is really crystal clear when you see, we read your face.
Yeah.
And I feel like me and Danny don't get that. So it must be not that fun to watch.
Yeah. I'm definitely not a good dancer.
Me either.
I know a few moves. I don't dance.
I'm immediately self-conscious. I think that's probably my major block.
And maybe it's just for, maybe there is like a block. Maybe both of us experienced this, but there was like a block because we're so insecure about how shitty of dancers we are.
Which is funny
like,
because
we can't immerse ourselves into the enjoyment.
Many people feel that
way
about singing.
Yeah,
totally. Right, you know? Right. Totally. Well, I was actually going to talk about this in a future episode because I think it's a really fascinating topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, I feel like that's because in this culture that we were raised in, we were taught early on that like,
men don't dance.
Performing for others is something you only do if you feel you are like good enough to warrant their attention being on you for it. And if we feel shy of that bar, we feel like it'll reflect poorly on us. And I think that's kind of unique. I think a lot of cultures across the world don't have that association whatsoever with performance. And so I think it's like kind of our specific culture that tells us that.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about that more later.
I mean, that's interesting to think about, though. I will come with more examples in the future, I guess, for this.
I want to force us to play a game. Can I
do
that?
Yeah. Oh, geez.
I like games.
If we have to.
It's a good game that Daniel came up with, I think.
most of them.
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah.
Good ones. You know this one. It's Backwards.
Backwards. Oh, yeah.
Backwards is a game we play. It's a two-word palindrome. That means that I'm trying to get Danny and Daniel to guess
like tar rat
a word pairing where one word is spelled one way and the other word is the same thing but spelled backwards. Rat.
Yeah, I remember like too hot to hoot is like a full sentence of that.
Race car
is always the one. Hannah, that's the name word. Hannah, where there's an H at the end.
All right, well let me just say some sentence clues and you can tell me which palindrome word pairing I'm hinting
let's
at.
Freaking
I'm
hear
your butt.
I'm gonna grab your butt.
I don't know, grab my butt, bro.
Dude, I'm gonna lick your ass.
All right.
Eat it out. I'm going to eat your ass.
You do better.
You won't. Yeah. Oh, no.
All right. What clue am I cluing at when I say, let me blot at this poorly? Let me blot.
Bad dab.
Yeah. Let me dab at this badly.
Bad dab. Yeah.
Bad dab. Nice. Very nice.
Bad dab. Bad dab. Bad
dab. Bad. Nice. All right. Let me retain this stolen glance.
Keep peek.
Yeah. Let me keep this peek.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys remember when I committed financial frauds with those Apple computers?
Oh, my Lord.
You guys remember when I did that? I committed a bunch of financial frauds with a bunch of Apple.
Mac Cam.
Yeah.
With a bunch of Apple computers.
I'm
Mac.
Cami iMac.
Is it not Mac?
It was like I committed financial frauds with Mac computers.
Max scam.
Oh yeah, I ran a Max scam.
I scam Max. Yeah, we were so close, but so far.
I felt like you were just right on it the whole time.
There's literally no other word
like,
for Apple
right away
computers.
You were like Mac cam, and I was like,
pretty much, dude.
I can't really make you a lot closer than that.
We just started staring at each other.
All
right, I want to do my life again, but like as a villain.
Redo odor. As a villain.
Live evil.
Oh, live evil.
Evil live. Live.
Closer. Very close.
Live evil. It's not.
What? Relive eviler. Oh, eviler.
I want to relive eviler.
I was going to say lived devil, right?
I want to relive, but eviler.
Damn.
All right. Like and that. Daniel, good job. You can take a prize from my cabinet.
Ooh.
For that, you know,
take
a prize from my cabinet.
Drawer reward.
Yeah, you can take a reward from my drawer.
Yeah.
Reward drawer.
Whoa!
Just open up my reward drawer.
Wow.
I think one thing that I'm noticing from the last two is that you can do a lot of things that have the re prefix and then er at the end.
Yeah.
All right, last one, y'all. You know, I have a lot, but this has got to be my best piece of cookware.
Ooh.
Spoon noops. this one has got to be my
spatula.
My best piece of
We're not going for the
best piece of cookware.
Best piece of cookware.
Nap pan.
Stop pots. Yeah, we've already done that one. Top pot.
That's my top pot, you guys. I don't think I have a pot more top than this.
Are you sure it wasn't true. Pan nap?
Pan nap.
Or
spoon noops.
Noops.
Actually, I want to keep that for a future one.
As noop. A word?
No. But I've done stretches before. Like I think I did like for Say Yes. I think it was
Say Yes to the Dross.
Yeah,
you know, I just played a word game. It wasn't very long, so I feel That's like okay. we have room for another word game, right,
yes,
Daniel?
Sir, we got another short word game coming at you.
Okay, what is it, Damn Yam?
It's funny because I forgot the name of the game that I gave it, and I had to ask
Syllable,
y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, Syllable.
Yeah. How does Syllable work, Daniel?
Syllable works by I give you a prompt or a phrase, and you have to tell me which word it is, but it's a word where it's spelled the same, but depending on if you change the stress syllable,
it sounds different.
It's a different
and a different word. Yeah, like present was one
like
that we
present,
did.
Yeah, present.
Yeah,
yeah.
Spelled the same,
so,
but different words. Yeah,
I only got a few of them here, so
yeah,
it's
go for
short
it.
And sweet, but hopefully I didn't repeat any of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say I'm happy with all of these things.
Content, content.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Content,
wow.
content.
Cool, cool.
On the board.
Cool.
Yeah. Remember that might break if you don't bring it in and get it fixed.
Repair.
Remember.
That might break if you don't get it fixed.
Oh, you recall.
Yeah.
Recall.
Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Right.
I can't stop looking at it. Such a mesmerizing door.
Oh,
one more time, Daniel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry,
we were making
it sounded
sure that,
like
yeah.
you said it's wartime, Daniel.
it's wartime. Check your watch. It's wartime.
It's wartime. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you were like, read the room, dude. Okay. I can't stop looking at it. It's such a mesmerizing door.
Ooh, gaze Ezag.
No, this is not backwards.
Yeah, we're
not
backwards.
Oh, sorry. Oh, right. Wrong word. Wrong game. I mean, it's a very similar premise-ish, but yeah.
It is a similar premise.
I can't stop looking at the door.
Can't stop looking at it. Such a mesmerizing door.
Mm. Mirror. Mesmerizing door.
Entrance
entrance.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Entrance entrance.
That is so, yeah. That's a big boy
yeah.
one. That's
yeah.
okay. Wow.
Entrance entrance.
All right. Here's the last one, y'all.
Okay. Okay.
I think it also will probably be the easiest one.
Oh no.
Sure.
We're gonna take like 10 minutes on this one, aren't we? Yeah.
If you say that you quit right in the middle of this dry and arid land, you'll be in big trouble.
Desert.
Yeah. Desert.
Yeah.
Desert.
Yeah.
Desert.
Boom.
Desert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because dessert like that is spelled with only one S, right?
Yeah.
And then dessert with two S's is like the after meal treat.
Yummies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is not the same thing as that game. But how do you say the word for when something brings you a lot of comfort?
Comfortable.
Cozy?
Oh, comfortable.
Do you say comfortable?
Yes. I don't say comfortable, even though that is probably correct.
What do you say, Daniel?
Oh, I say it the wrong way too. Comfortable.
I feel like I'm inconsistent. Sometimes I'll be like, wow, that's very comfortable. But then other times I'll be like, that's really comfortable.
I think it's because it's you're going from one's three syllables, one's four. And I think we've just, as Americans, shortened it to comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that happens a lot with caramel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm probably inconsistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pecan.
Oh, yeah. I used to only say pecan. Mm-hmm. And like when I say a phrase that contains it, it feels really good for me to say pecan pie.
Mm. Right.
But. I am not of the opinion people should say it that.
Yeah.
Way,
oh,
you know?
Caribbean
like
and Caribbean.
Should, yeah.
Right.
Gonna,
like, so Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's the Caribbean.
When did we agree that that's how that movie franchise is pronounced?
I think it just must be like the like timbre of it.
Yeah.
Or like the like, rhythm of it.
It feels
right.
Better.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard someone call it Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just
but
feels
it
wrong.
Be.
But
yeah.
when I talk
or
about the region,
yeah.
Right. Pecan pie feels bad, but I think you should. Like I say pecans as the standalone nut.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, we all nut standing alone.
Yeah.
What?
All of us?
No.
Nut stands alone. Guys, get out of here. This nut stands alone. Yeah. I don't know. Well, that's the new episode name.
And then I only say Caribbean if I'm saying the movie name,
the
ride at Disneyland.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. With that though, that is the end of the Threeses podcast episode.
Yeah.
We had two kind of at least in my head, clearly similar games in a row because I thought we were still playing the first game. Yeah.
Gaze's
Ag. Because
it's like two-word combinations that are related to each other
you give
in
the
one
prompt
way.
The same way, too.
Nah, I don't care. Yeah. Danny's stupid.
And then a later Threesis audit. Where I thought it was the different game.
Well, it's funny to do a Threesis audit on something that even in real time we already acknowledged was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, like, we very much rarely will we play two games in a row like that, too. Like Yeah, usually it'll be like game, talking point, game, but this time it was just game, and they're very similar.
Game, so, game.
Yeah, game,
well,
game.
Well, listen, folks, and to my co-hosts, we, you know, next time we record, we may not be in the same room, but I did really enjoy doing it old-fashioned style.
Yeah. Jesus old Christ,
what the
style,
hell am I saying? getting into a room with the boys. With the
sweaty boys. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is also getting very hot in this room, too. So yeah,
it is. I really sweated it up.
It's getting on here. So
I will point out, though, like,
thank you for not farting.
Hey, no problem. That's what I was about to point out. I was saying, I was saying that last time we recorded remotely, I was like, guys, it is really good that you're not in person today,
because I,
for some
reason,
I'm very gassy.
Yeah.
Today, I am not gassy.
Good, good.
And that's what enabled this meeting.
Yes. Mason texted us and was like, guys, I'm good today.
It's safe.
You might want to make the drive, because I'm not shitting and farting.
Shitting and farting and coming. Yeah. All right. Daniel, what do you have to say?
I love you, and I may be fake, but my love for you isn't. There's nothing you can do about it.
Wow. Signed fake Daniel.
Signed fake Daniel.
How could we believe him?
Love y'all. Yeah. See you next week.